I see a voice. Now will I to the cheek to see, and I can hear my Thisbe's face. Thisbe?
My love, thou art my love, I think.
Here was an excerpt from Pyramus and Thisbe, the comedic play within a play in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Each of the student actors in the Southeastern Teen Shakespeare Company, also referred to as Setsko, chose and prepared a monologue out of the Shakespeare canon for their annual monologue showcase. J.D. Tiemann joined Setsko 4 years ago. One of the monologues he performed that evening was the St. Crispin's Day speech from Henry V.
And Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered.
It's one I've always wanted to do. I thought it was a challenge for me. When I first started out doing Shakespeare with this group specifically, I had considered doing it for showcases, but I always stayed away from it because I was kind of afraid. I was worried I wouldn't be able to do it honestly because it's so heavy. And these men are going into potentially imminent death. It's a suicide mission they're forced to go on.
Another member of the company is Molly Kegley, a junior in high school. She has been with Setsko for a year. She performed Shakespeare's Sonnet No. 29, one of her favorites.
Desiring this man's art or that man's scope, with what I most enjoy contented least.
Each piece requires research and preparation to accurately convey the meaning of the text to the audience through the performance.
I would look first at nouns, and I'd look at why he might have put them in there. And then I look into what he's referring to. Like, for the word the is in the person. I had to put so much meaning behind that because the love that he feels for that person when he wrote the poem was so strong, and I wanted to communicate that.
Kegley became interested in Shakespeare's work after reading Romeo and Juliet in school. She says she hopes to major in English when she goes to college and study at a conservatory for theater.
I started looking at all the different plays of the world and all the different people who make their characters human, who bring that humanity to the stage. And so Shakespeare, for me, it really got me into acting.
The Southeastern Teen Shakespeare Company was founded in 2006 by the then education director of the Pensacola Little Theater. Michelle Hancock has been director of the company since 2008.
We do one full-length production every year. Last year we did Macbeth. This year we're doing The Taming of the Shrew. It's a working company throughout the year.
The company has performed at Renaissance Fairs in Mobile and Pensacola, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, the University of West Florida's Festival on the Green, and the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. The students perform an annual monologue showcase each winter. Hancock says there is an additional challenge to preparing to perform the short pieces for an audience.
Taking something out of context and trying to make it make sense is actually more difficult than watching an entire play because you've got a context for it and you understand the things that are happening.
The student actors hosted a workshop for teens at the Tryon Branch Library to help them prepare for the annual Speak the Speech competition. Teens in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are invited to learn and perform a monologue. The winner will have a supporting role in the company's upcoming production of The Taming of the Shrew. The group also leads a weekly Shakespeare club at the downtown library.
We're a teen company, and so we want to open out Shakespeare to kids and adults and just anybody, and that's what Shakespeare Club is for.
The Speak the Speech competition will take place at the Downtown Branch Library as part of the library's Year of Shakespeare programming in honor of Shakespeare's 450th birthday this April. More information about the Southeastern Teen Shakespeare Company and their upcoming events is available at setsko.org. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.